I'm Talking, episode 375 for June 22nd, 2025. This is Joel from the I'm Talking Microcast, where I share my thoughts on a topic that has piqued my interest this past week. This week, we're talking bread. So at times when you pull words from Bible verses that you're memorizing, you end up talking about the word bread. So kind of a common word, obviously no explanation necessarily needed. The one oddity may be the reference to money, but that may be because I'm old. I'm not sure anybody calls it that anymore, but I thought I'd start with that. But in general, we think of bread, we think of food, and there are so many different kinds, and so many people love so many different kinds. In fact, bread is kind of a staple, I think, for at least the American households, and is often served with every kind of meal in all kinds of different forms, whether it be, you know, bread with pasta or just a bread for sandwiches or whatever it happens to be. But because it's a staple and because so many people like it, it's become very important in our lives. And therein lies the challenge for those of us who call ourselves Christians. So the word bread this week comes from Matthew 4:4, which says, Jesus said, "No, the scriptures say people do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." So it's kind of funny to say that bread is a challenge to those of us who call ourselves Christians, but my reference there is in its that, you know, I talked about it being a staple food, something that is very commonly fed to people on very different meals and across all kinds of cultural foods and all of that. But this Bible verse says that people don't live by bread alone, but they live by the word that comes from God's mouth. And living by God's word and not focused on what we actually eat is a challenge, because looking at the food that we eat, maybe that's fairly common and we're like, hey, we want a piece of bread with that or whatever. But if our first thought is, how do we live on every word that comes from the mouth of God? How do we make that part of our everyday life? And the level of importance that bread has in our world pales in comparison to what God's word, the level that God's word should have in my life, in our lives as Christians. And I was thinking, how do you live on God's word? Well, you can't do it by taking part of it just on a Sunday. You have to be in God's word all the time. And one of the things that God's word does for us is it allows us to live life to the very fullest. If we are full of God's word, everything else takes a back seat. But everything else is so much better because we know we're centered on the Word of God. Until next week, this is Joel from the I'm Talking Microcast.